Father, be with my brother this morning. Be with all of us that we would have ears to hear, hearts that are open, Lord, to know more about you, to be changed so that the way our feet and our hands move are changed as well by your power and for your glory. Be with my brother. Amen.
All right, morning, everybody. Good to see you guys all here today. I was going to start with prayer, but Paul took care of that, so I'll just keep moving on. As you see, or maybe don't, kind of the theme of today's is that we're free to bear good fruit. So hopefully you guys can follow along with my message here. Start by reading from Galatians 5:13. All the way to 6:10. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. So that we are not to do whatever we want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. I never find it dull to read the Word of God. It is so full of food for the spirit of the listening. Okay, so in this passage, we find Paul is writing to the Galatians in Rome to address a large issue with false teachers, leading the Christians into all kinds of sinful behaviors and stupid arguments, as we see in verse 19 to 20. Paul has just told them in chapter 5 that they have freedom through Christ and to stand firm, never taking the yoke of slavery to sin again. He continues by teaching them that the Holy Spirit is in complete conflict with your sinful desires or sinful nature. You have freedom from the law, but not at the cost of the Spirit. Meaning that just like the song says, you can't always get what you want. Now, almost everyone relates to one of the acts of the sinful nature and the bad, rotting fruit that it leaves. You can feel trapped by the familiar world of that sin. But don't give up. Fight back against your desires. Pray for God to help you through it. Pray that He will put large obstacles between you and your sinful desires. Then take a step back and pick a good fruit to produce and hold on to it. Own it and live it out immediately. Because the fruits of the Spirit are awesome and far more fulfilling. When we pursue keeping in step with the Spirit, we will constantly find ourselves surrounded by Christ and the Holy Spirit overflowing us with good fruit, which then allows us to gently restore a fellow Christian back to Christ. It is then that we start to understand the importance of bearing good fruit. Now, you are growing something, always. It is up to you what you will produce. As for me and my house, we are committed to doing our best to sow seeds of the Spirit. I hope and pray you will all commit to doing the same, forgiving and encouraging each other when we lose our focus. All right, what is the focus? So in chapter 6, 10 through 9, answers this. Sorry, 9 through 10, can't read backwards. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest. If we do not give up, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So, start by looking for opportunities. They're all around us. To share your good fruit with all people, especially fellow believers. Now, practically, what does this look like? Well, for you children, obey your parents and ask them the hard questions. Make your parents think, so to say. For the youth, humbly mature and quickly. Don't get caught up in the world's ideas, giving Satan's ideas space to grow in your life. For the single women, submit to Christ your whole life. God will prepare a real man for you. Until then, don't dismiss the works he has prepared in advance for you to do. Young men, grow up. Protect innocence at all costs. Don't be obsessed with your emotions. Do what is right in the Lord's eyes and serve Him first. Wives, submit to your husband. That's it. But as unto the Lord. Husbands and fathers, lead your family being the godly example. Read the Bible with your family every single day. Pray with your family every day. Eat every meal together as a family, removing all distractions from between you. Be a man of God now, or you won't have a family of God tomorrow. Those of you that are well seasoned, you know who you are, and retired from the daily grind, never retire from serving. Retiring from God and from serving with fellow believers is not a thing, and it never will be. Your race is not done till your Maker decides. The younger generations need your wise counsel. Stay involved. Living out godly mentorship, discipleship, and accountability till the end. Please understand that this message is in love, from my heart to you. I desire to serve God with people who are serving God first. Now is the time to level up and do what God has for us and bear good fruit. The end. I guess a lot of this is to say we don't live a complex faith, so stop complicating it with the world. Live it out, and live it out now, because our time is short. Don't get caught up in fights and arguments and stupid ideologies of the world. Live for Christ and throw everything else away. Anyways, it's my way of encouraging you guys. Hopefully you got that. Let's pray. Lord, I ask your abundant blessings on this church today. That you would use us in new and fantastic ways. That you would flip us on our lids just like you did with Paul, if that's what it takes to smarten us up and get us on the right track, in the right direction, to working for you and not ourselves. Please remove our selfish ambitions, Lord. Please help us to stand beside each other, to strengthen each other, and hold each other accountable. Help us to seek out the mentorship and discipleship that you talk about in your word and live it out, Lord. Not just sloughing it off with silly excuses. but that we live this, that we live a Christ-like life. We thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done for us, the sacrifice you made, and the grace that you give us. We ask, Lord, again, that you would just bless these people and that they could do great things for you. In your name, amen.